Welcome, live, local, Buffalo. Great to be here. And, it is kind of cool, I'm not going to lie, to be part, a very small part, of the three regional Edward R. Murrow Journalism Awards, WBEN's news team and programming team, captured. So, it's pretty cool. So it's good to be working with this guy, with these guys. And just remember, I taught Mike Baggerman everything he knows. Every last thing he knows, he learned from me. Poor guy. But anyway, it's pretty cool. Not gonna lie, it's a really big deal. So 10 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Now today, for this part of the program, I'm trying to help KISS 98.5 raise money to benefit Oshai Children's Hospital of Buffalo. But a problem is, and it's not because of Rachel's, I've eaten too much during COVID. I walked into Cinco de Mayo last night. People started beating me with a stick thinking candy was going to come out. That was embarrassing, really embarrassing. Anyway, thanks for being tuned in. So Oshai Children's Hospital, if you've got a positive story about your dealings with Children's Hospital before or Oshai Children's Hospital now, I would love to hear them. There are certain universals in Western New York. We all bitch about winter going a little bit too long. Well, most of us do. Bills, Sabres, and Children's Hospital. It's like everybody's got a Children's Hospital story. I've got one. Mrs. X, who called in before, had one. Other people who've called in have had stories, and some of them, do not have happy endings because, unfortunately, who goes to hospitals? People who are ill go to hospitals, and sometimes they don't make it. But I was particularly touched by finding out that the nurses and doctors were going in off hours to cheer up the one lady with the stomach situation, who unfortunately left us at the tender age of 21 years, which is obviously an awful situation, as is, by the way, the result of the investigation into the disappearance of Sanaya Dennis. It was a very tough news conference to which one could listen. And the emotion in the DA's voice was apparent. I would just like to commend the police in this situation for doing an outstanding job. They did things, again, I'm not an expert. I'm not going to claim to be an expert, but they did things according to Hoyle. They did things with the cell phones. They read the transcripts. They interviewed the people the calls were being made to. They got all the security footage they possibly could get. And unfortunately, even with the dogs walked right up to the water. And, this just is not going to have a happy ending. Unfortunately, this is what really hurts, because people want to be reunited. And there's a chance that she may never be found. Under the American Falls, there is a collection of jagged rock. It's called Talus, T-A-L-L-U-S. And unfortunately, people are sometimes caught there, and under the weight of the water, I hope the family is able to be reunited with her for a proper burial. I really do. But unfortunately, I think the more time goes on, the less of a possibility there is, for reasons I don't care to get into. It is 14 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. All right, so your story is about Children's Hospital saving a loved one's life. Mine is just it's mine are really, really minor. My son was born at Children's Hospital, no frills, no complications delivery, no problemo. And my daughter, when she was diagnosed with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, was diagnosed at Children's Hospital. And we got, along with our daughter, the crash course in diabetes management. It's like one day she turns 10, the next day, happy diabetes day. So she'll never forget her 10th birthday. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Oh, it's also National Nurses Day, and I have a tremendous respect for nurses. I also have a great respect for nurses' aides because they do a lot of really messy work, and you got to be special to do that. LPNs as well, but it's National Nurses Day. Why did you go into nursing? I'm fascinated to find out why people ended up doing what they do for a living. I still don't quite understand how I ended up doing this for a living for 40 years, but it just kind of worked out. And I'm not going to deny luck was a huge element. Let's go to Madeline in Williamsville. Madeline, you're on WBEN. You're a nurse.
I am.
Well, thank you for serving in that capacity. Talk to us about your life.
Growing up, I never thought I was going to be a nurse. I always had plans to be a veterinarian. Like, entire life planned out where I was going to school, what kind of veterinary medicine I wanted to practice, but I am allergic to a lot of things with fur, so I had to rethink that.
Yeah.
But at the time, when I was in high school, I was dealing with some health issues, and I actually spent a lot of time myself at Children's Hospital, so that ties in nicely to the Kiss Cares for Kids today. And it was really the nurses there, two of them in particular, just, you know, made the effort to make me feel like I was a person and not just a patient. They got to know, you know, what things I was interested in and wanted to talk about my friends and my family and pets. And, you know, it really just made me feel more comfortable about being there. And
they even did this outside of the distraction technique, because one of the things I've learned about going to hospitals is when doctors come in and start saying, "Hey, here are you like Steely Dan," I know something painful is about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I even had one nurse who would buy the newspaper on her way in, because she knew I liked to read the newspaper and do the puzzles and stuff. So she would buy one on her way in and bring it in for me every morning that she was working. And it was just the little things like that that I realized, you know, made the biggest difference. So I decided that I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be a nurse. And my grandma was a nurse. I have a cousin who's a nurse and does amazing things. And I just, you know, ended up going into it for school. Turned out I loved it. And I did an internship at a specific hospital in the area and decided that's the field I wanted to go into, that specific area, and now I've been working here for 6 years.
That's really outstanding. What is your area of specialty as an RN?
I'm on a hematology oncology floor. I work at Roswell, so.
Wow. I mean, that sounds extremely specialized. Do you find that a lot of people do not understand exactly the kind of training that goes into being an RN? The chemistry, the myology, the anatomy, the physiology, like they're clueless about it?
Yeah, definitely. But in the same sense that my brothers work in the business world and they talk about their jobs, then it's like a completely other language to me. I'm sure it's the same when I talk about my job with them.
Oh, I'm fascinated by the medical stuff. How about COVID, Madeline? How did you make out with that?
Okay. It was obviously very scary at first, but, you know, we did a really nice job as far as handling it, protecting our patients, learning how to protect ourselves. And it was rough in the beginning, but, you know, we're getting through it.
Did you get through it without becoming infected?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That really, I mean, when you're in the front line and you were able to avoid it, and at first there was a shortage of the N95 mask. Did that ever hit you?
To a degree, yes. I wasn't on the floor that really took care of our COVID population, but we did have a few. And in the beginning, yeah, it was a little scary.
Yeah, I can understand that. And I presume that you are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, today is my first full day of being fully vaccinated, so I plan on being reckless.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you. Madeline, I want to thank you for going into nursing. It is such a valuable profession, and the training is extensive and very, very difficult. I know these things for a fact.
Of course, but I wouldn't do anything else.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Madeline. Thank you very much.
Yep.
There is Madeline. It's National Nurses Day. She's our first nurse to call in. All the nurses that listen to my show, and she is number one in my heart, in my mind, and on my call sheet. Let's go to Lisa, patiently holding on a car phone. Lisa, welcome. You are on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am wonderful. Well, all right, kind of wonderful. It's the day after Cinco de Mayo, so that may answer your question in part.
My family actually has an extensive history with Children's Hospital, going on 50 plus years, and I'll just give you the one story. They saved my sister's life. She was only giving a 25% chance to live. She had Reye syndrome, and a young doctor, whom I won't name, but he knows who he is, was there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and he stayed there until my sister was able to leave the hospital without complication. And to this day, she is the only one that has survived without complications. And she's doing really well. She has a family, and she has a kid. And I credit them with saving her life. They saved my cousin's son's life when he was born prematurely. And that, in those days, it was bad because that's when they first developed surfactant. They've, you know, done stuff for me. I had a burned arm, and my sister had a cleft lip, and I mean, it just goes on and on. And they're an awesome hospital.
The serious illness of your sister, I believe you said. Would you care to go into some detail on that?
Yeah. My mother. Well, I started out with chickenpox, and then my sister got them. And at that time, they didn't know you weren't supposed to give them aspirin. My mother gave her aspirin, which led to the Reye syndrome, and they rushed her to the hospital. They didn't know what it was at that time, but this young doctor was able to diagnose it fairly quickly, and they told my mother and father that she had a 25% chance to live, and if she lived, she would be severely, I don't like to use the R word, but they said that she would have been mentally challenged or in a vegetative state, which she's neither. And they put her case in the medical journals because at that time in the early 70s, she was the only one that survived without any kind of complication.
Do they know why? Why your sister to the exclusion of all others?
No, still can't. They still don't know. And I remember the day that she was in a coma for like about 2 weeks, and she sat up in bed, spontaneously pulled the feeding tube out of her nose and asked for her dog. And the nurse had her back to her, and she threw everything all over the floor, went running for the doctor because it was that quick.
Wow.
And at the time, I think she was like 3 years old.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it was amazing. So to this day, I thank that hospital and that doctor for saving her life.
Well, I love stories like that. And, for some of us or people we know, it's amazing that we're still walking the earth. And, you know, why we catch a break and why other people don't, I'm never going to figure that out. But I'm glad it worked out well for your sister. She's got her own family, and sounds like she's got a really loving sister, too.
I try.
Well, you know, if you try, that's all you can do. Lisa, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome, Tom. You have a great day.
Will do. Already am, actually. This is really interesting, folks. If you're just joining us, your stories about your experiences with Children's Hospital, because KISS 98.5 is doing the KISS Cares Radiothon for Oshai Children's Hospital today. Pasquale, I'm not going to lie. It just seems a little creepy to hear my own name before I start talking. It feels a little weird. Feels a little awkward. Can't dissemble. It is 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And today is a day, a very important day for all of us here at Odyssey Buffalo, because it is the day of the KISS Cares for Kids Radiothon. And if you can donate, one of the easiest ways to do it is by going to WBEN.com. So I figured that today, at least, you know, for some of the show, I would like to hear from you parents, or maybe you former kids who want to tell us a good story about Children's Hospital, and now it's called Oshai Children's Hospital. Because, you know, Children's Hospital has been around for a long time. So it's entirely conceivable that you, as a child, spent some time there. And now you are a grown-up and a fully functioning member of society. I would like to hear from you. You may be a parent who has had a life-changing and saving experience at Oshai Children's Hospital. Now, the phone number to call is 803-0930. That is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. The other thing is, it is National Nurses Day. So far, and my heart is breaking. It truly is breaking. I've heard from one nurse calling in to tell us why she went into being an RN as what she wanted to do for a living. She wanted to be a veterinarian, but you can't be a veterinarian if you're allergic to different kinds of fur. So that was kind of out of the question. So she called in and told us her story. So if you're a nurse and would like to just tell people, you know, what your job is like, what you had to do, what you like about your job, maybe some of the things you don't like about your job, if you dare go there. Why did you go into nursing? It's one of the noblest professions there is. You are exposed to all kinds of pathogens. You were at the front line of the COVID-19 situation along with your partners in healthcare. And I'd like to hear your stories. I like talking to nurses. Medical stuff intrigues me and interests me because I'm one of these people who really technically shouldn't be here. and I do take delight in being able to say that the statistics were so against my continued living as to be infinitesimally small, but yet here I sit, and I do laugh about it sometimes, and I don't understand it. So there's also something else which is kind of along these lines, okay? It's something I've wanted to update, and maybe it's a stupid question, but does your kid have a peanut allergy or a gluten allergy? And why do you think that is? The first show I ever did on peanut allergies, I think, was about a family in Grand Island who were catching hell, and I think I might have given them some, because no other kid could bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich into school because their kid had a peanut allergy. Now, everybody's got a peanut allergy. They don't know why. There are various hypotheses as to why this is the case, but no definitive answer. And one of the leading hypotheses is the hygiene theory. Basically, we're too clean and we're not letting our kids' immune systems develop well enough. We're too sterile. We're too sanitary. I've talked about this before, and I'm going to tell you something. It concerns me very much, the zealous cleanliness of COVID-19. I am concerned that when this is all said and done, we're going to have a wave of infections and sickness caused by people's immune systems being down because we're not letting them get a workout, in particular, children's immune systems. Now, call me wacky, but I've talked to some doctors who say, yeah, you know what? This is not an absurd theory whatsoever. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go back to the calls. You know the topics, like nursing, National Nurses Day. The peanut allergy thing should be huge. It really, seriously, it should, peanut or gluten, that should be huge. Okay, here is Maureen in Tonawanda. Maureen, you're on WBEN, and you've got a story about how Children's Hospital saved your little boy.
He did. They did. I'm sorry. So back in 1993, he was born April 4th, and we had him baptized on that year, June 4th. And by June 6th, he was in Children's Hospital with meningitis, and it was a very traumatic, he ended up getting meningitis, and he was in Children's Hospital for 2 weeks. He had a 50-50 chance. They didn't know. They had to have some medicine flown to their hospital because they did not have it. It was a certain antibiotic. It was bacterial meningitis, so But all in all, he is 28 years old, and he is healthy, and they literally saved his life.
Now, with certain types of meningitis, I know that the first sign, like in college students who sometimes don't make it, can be a stiff neck. And I was told, never take a stiff neck lightly. Always take that seriously. But right. When you are the parent of a little guy, how did you know that your son was sick? Was it temperature, behavior?
Well, I was working nights, and I had come home, and my husband said that, you know, I was home at like 9 at night. He said he was kind of fussing and whatever. So he had a rough night. He was crying through the night and, you know, nothing crazy. So woke up in the morning and got him out of his crib, and I used to feed him in the front room. I opened up my shades, and I went to feed him, and I put him in my arms, and as soon as that light hit his eyes, he, believe me when I tell you, he screamed like somebody was murdering him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and his eyes, he kept, like, closing them tight, and so, of course, being a mother, you have that instinct, you just know. My husband said, you know what, why don't you give it a couple hours? I said, no, there is something wrong with him. So I called my doctor, he called me right back, and he was getting me in at 9 that morning, and I walked in, and he felt the top of his head, and his soft spot was swollen. It was totally swollen. He looked right at me. He said, Mrs. Yuga, go straight to Children's Hospital. They will know exactly what you're there for, and they will be waiting for you.
So his office got on the horn to the ER at Children's and basically gave them a heads up.
Yep, gave him a heads up, and he said, do not stop anywhere. Go straight to Children's. So I did. I walked through the sliding glass doors, and they were right there. They came up to me. They said, Juga. They grabbed him out of my arms, and they took him. And they ended up doing a spinal tap on him, and he had bacterial meningitis in his meninges.
Oh, good grief. What a horrible thing. And this is really a stupid question, and I feel embarrassed for asking it, but
no.
How does a little kid develop bacterial meningitis? What did he come into contact with? Do we have any idea?
Well, I kind of have an idea. We had, he was baptized, and there were a few kids that were being baptized the day he was. There was a little boy. He was 6 months old. Now, Michael was 2, so this boy was 6 months old, and he had gotten, they were baptizing these babies with all the same water. And this little boy, I was talking to the mom, and she said, he's been so sick. She said, he's just really been sick. But she said, I brought him anyways because it's his baptismal day. And Michael ended up getting baptized right after this little boy. So I'm thinking it could have been in the water. My doctor said that his ear looked when I talked to him after, he said, when I first looked at Michael and looked in his ear, his one ear looked a little irritated. Mm. Nothing that I thought was crazy, but, you know, and I told him the story about the baptismal, and he said that water very well could have been contaminated.
Wow. Was there any word on the other little boy?
No, he was fine because he was older. He was 6 months. So he was probably old enough where he could handle being sick.
Yeah. How long did you say your son was in Children's Hospital?
He was in for 2 full weeks. And they told me, they said, if he takes to the antibiotic that we're having flown in, believe me, Michael was gray. He was lifeless. It was horrible. Oh. It was just the most horrible. So I thank God every day, you know, and it is what it is. I mean, he ended up taking to the antibiotic, and, you know, he could have had a lot of You know, the doctor said if I would have waited another couple hours, he probably wouldn't have made it.
And, wow. Well, the mother's instinct kicks in, and you got your child to the hospital. You got your child to the doctor, who immediately sent the child to the hospital, and everything is okay. Your little boy is no longer a little boy and is a great big boy.
He sure is. He's 28. He's on his own, and he's doing marvelous. So, you know, Children's Hospital, they are really amazing. They are an amazing hospital.
Yeah, and of course, at that age, we would have been talking about the old location, but as I said before, you know, a hospital is the people in it, not the actual physical location. Just like a school. A school is not the building and the walls, it's the students inside of it. Thank you very much, Maureen. I'm glad you had a happy ending and a good experience.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom.
Oh, thank you. I love to hear these stories. And, you know, it's interesting because for all of you parents who've called in saying, hey, here's what it was and here were the symptoms, I wonder how many parents are listening, and that's going to go into your file cabinet, and then someday you might open the window and your child might scream like he or she is being murdered and might think back to this call and say, okay, we got to get the children's like now. I wonder about that sometimes. It's 4:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly for the Buffalo Dental. As we head into the 5 o'clock hour, I want to pivot a little bit, and I'm really, really torn because part of me wants to keep it in the hospital vein. There was a kind of a play on words, I guess. In the hospital vein, because today is the KISS Cares Radiothon to benefit Oshai's Children's Hospital. The other part of me wants to do something I don't think I've ever done before. And if we stick to the hospital vein, because I don't want to be morbid, but I was thinking about, I think this would be okay. I don't think anybody's going to take it the wrong way. Now, this is a show I have done before. The stupidest thing you ever did that landed you in any hospital or any doctor's office. I cannot tell you in my life the number of dumb things I have done that sent me to the doctor. Most of those things were in my teenage years. Sadly, a couple of those things were in my 50s. Dumb things. So, that is one avenue I'm thinking about going down. One of my all-time favorites is playing hockey. And in the old days, we had house leagues. We weren't as good as you guys playing hockey are right now. Like, I watch 14-year-old boys play hockey, and I'm like, whoa, you guys are so much better than we were. And, you know, we thought we were hot stuff. But I just had my skate sharpened, and I got a piece of tape stuck on the bottom of them, hockey stick tape. And I pulled the tape off by sliding my finger up on the blade of the freshly sharpened skate. I didn't feel a thing, but I put my glove back on, and I got back to the bench after my shift, and I realized, how come it's wet in there? And then I realized I had cut my finger down to the bone. Yeah, it was stupid. It was really stupid. That was a doctor's visit the next day. It stopped bleeding. And the nice thing about an incisive cut like that, it heals really well. I mean, it was as straight. I mean, it was like an incision, basically. And it healed, you know, perfectly. I've got a little scar there. I call it a little badge of honor. But it was weird being a teenager saying, whoa, there's my finger bone. That's kind of strange. The other thing that I've never done this before, I'm spurred to do this by my recent obsession with vinyl and what I actually found and lamenting what I've thrown out and my obsession with sports cards that I have discovered and unearthed from my basement. I'm going to try to make a show out of that. So I'm going to try to do two topics which are utterly unrelated one to the other, which can actually be fun to round out my part of the programming day on WBEN. We're live, local, the most listened to radio station in Buffalo, and we thank you for that. And we are three-time Edward R. Murrow Regional Award winners here at WBEN. And, you know, that's really a big deal. And I'm so happy, especially for the younger guys in our news department, because, you know, I've seen these guys start out. I've seen them develop. I've tried to encourage them. And I'm just very happy to see what they're doing with their lives. They'll probably regret it in 10 years, but I'm happy to see what they're doing with their lives.